precipitation for Veneta, Vias Invictor, ENETTA, Hosmer, HOSMER, August 1836. Addresses a letter to Morgan, MORGAN, Stoneman, STONEMAN, 8755168. Dear Miss Stoneman, consultation Mrs. Hosmer Veneta, ADA Euro Lady. With abnormal kidney function, comes accompanied with husband and one of the daughter, she admits poor oral intake, just moved from Lansing to this area to live with daughter. It was very stressful movement, was not eating much, was feeling full easily, no vomiting, no gross dysphagia, question epigastric discomfort, normal bowel movements without diarrhea, blood melena, no changes in urine, good flow, denies infection, cloudiness of blood or incontinence, no gross edema or numbness, no claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes. She has chronic lumbar pain, radiation usually to the left, but sometimes to the right, sounds like sciatic, as well as some problems of mostly left-sided hip bursitis. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. Denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Denies dyspnea. No purulent material hemoptysis. Denies orthopnea, PND. Denies the use of oxygen or CPAP machine. She's hard of hearing. Best on the right ear. No headaches. No skin rash, bruises. No bleeding nose, gums. Next paragraph, the past medical history. For hypertension, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, no diabetes, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TIS, stroke, seizures. She denies coronary artery disease or congestive heart failure, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, no kidney stones, gout, recent influenza A few months back, the back pain and bursitis as indicated above. They were not aware of about chronic kidney disease. Next paragraph. Present medications include Eliquis, Lipitor, Coreg, Cardura, Moltac, Flonase and Atrovent, nose as needed, Lasix, Hydralazine, Losartan, Antivert. Your records indicate question coronary artery disease, as well as carotid arteries. They were not aware about this. The last note, cardiology. Appears to be from December. They mentioned a stable dyspnea, coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, surgeries included gallbladder tube ligation by bilateral cataracts. Next paragraph, reported side effects to sulfa. Next paragraph, very briefly, smoke as a young person, no alcohol drugs. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, on physical exam, 96 pounds, 55 inches tall, blood pressure 190 over 80 on the right, 220 over 70 on the left, hard of hearing, no respiratory distress, bilateral lens implant, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid Brewer JVD, lungs are clear, no gross arrhythmia, no gross abdominal Brewer's, no ascites tendinous masses, no gangrene, pulses strong, non-focal, no gross skin mucosal abnormalities. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from February. Creatinine 1.71, representing a GFR 28 stage 4. Sodium was concentrated at 148, normal potassium acid base, normal albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated. Anemia 11.7, normal white blood cell, platelet count. Low level albumin in the urine, 76 milligrams per gram, A1C 5.8. Prior vitamin D 25 above 30 normal. Prior thyroid normal. Within the last 2 years, urine, trace of protein, no blood. There is an MRI, lumbar spine, July 2024. With lumbar spondylosis, moderate to severe canal stenosis, moderate to severe bilateral foraminal stenosis, multiple areas, last echo is from January 2023, normal ejection fraction, minor other abnormalities. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, likely from hypertension, hypertensive nephrosclerosis, cannot rule out renal artery stenosis, kidney ultrasound, and Doppler is going to be done. Prior urine no activity, but that's few years back, needs to be updated. Presently, no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis. Most recent chemistry shows concentrated sodium. There were no abnormalities on potassium acid base. Phosphorus needs to be part of chemistries. She did have anemia, probably from advanced renal failure, although iron studies should be updated. She is anticoagulated for atrial fibrillation. Appears to be in sinus rhythm. So far tolerating losartan among other blood pressure medicines, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Discuss with the patient and family members the meaning of advanced kidney disease, and we are trying to prevent her from going into dialysis. New chemistries will help us to decide if there is any need for phosphorus binders, any need for vitamin D125 for secondary hyperparathyroidism, or any potential iron replacement before we do EPO treatment, which is only indicated for hemoglobin less than 10. I will follow with you, end of dictation.